the sheep with the big horns, the mountain sheep.
What about what grows on their back?
The wool?
And?
Not, I mean, I'm sure people raise sheep for wool, but that's more out in New Mexico.
And hogs, when they're first born, are called?
Shoats.
Okay. How big is a shoat? A
couple pounds.
To what size?
Well, they're not much bigger than that. They're pretty small.
When do you quit calling them a shoat?
When they get to be about 4 or 5 months old, I would guess. They get to be pigs.
And when they're full grown male would be a
boar.
And would that work all right to you?
Yeah.
And if you had a shoat and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you were going to do to him?
What would you do to a pig?
So
you gelt him.
Huh?
You gelt him.
Okay. Any other terms for that?
Not that I can think of for pigs. Geld horses.
What about a cat?
Well, I guess you neuter a cat.
And then the hog would be called
a gelding. No. A hog's not a gelding. That's a horse. It's a gelt, though. A young hog's gelt.
And the female's called a
sow.
And if she's never had pigs?
I don't know. Never thought about it.
And the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back?
Are bristles.
And the big teeth?
Tusk.
And what do you put the food in for a hog?
A trough.
And if you had 3 or 4 of those, you'd say you had 3 or 4.
Hog troughs?
And what would you call a hog that's grown up wild?
They all do.
Any special names for one that grows up in the woods or sort of a skinny?
It's a piney woods rooter.
Okay. And say if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, they were getting hungry. You'd say you had to go feed the
stock.
And if you're talking about chickens and turkeys and geese, you'd say you had to feed the
hens.
Would you use that word hens just as a general?
For any kind of birds, I would.
And if it's time to feed the stock and do your work, you'd say that it was
feeding time.
Okay. And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned, you'd say the calf began to
bawl.
What about a cow?
A cow can bawl too, particularly when they're in heat.
What about when they're just hungry?
They just low when they're hungry.
And what about a horse?
Horse whinnies.
And how would you call cows to get them out of the pasture?
You don't have to call cows then.
Did you ever hear a special call?
No.
What about for horses?
All you have to do is drive up in a pickup.
There's no need for a call or anything. Do you ever hear a way of calling a calf?
Yeah, but I